let's go to work here. We have to be all done by 11:45, and then everyone will say, wow, that finance committee was awesome. They brought us back on schedule and everything else. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I will call this August 31st Finance Committee meeting to order. The first order of business for us is to approve the minutes from the August 4th meeting.
So move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are approved. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to make any public comments concerning anything? I don't see any unfamiliar faces, so we will move past that item on to number four. Ms. Kartoff, could you help us with the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting, which is a big deal?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Again.
This award represents significant achievement by the town. It reflects the commitment of you and staff to meet the highest principles of governmental financial reporting. The Certificate of Achievement is the highest form of recognition in the areas of governmental accounting and financial reporting, and its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by a government and its management. Credit rating agencies and other interested parties also viewed this award as a positive factor in decision making. Our comprehensive annual financial report, or CAFR, as we refer to it, was judged by an impartial panel to meet the high standards of the program, which includes demonstrating a constructive spirit of full disclosure to clearly communicate our financial story. Of 36,000 cities in the country, only 7% have received this award in recognition. Only 35 of 270 cities in the state can claim this achievement. I am presenting this award to you as your guidance and support, along with the efforts of the finance team, have allowed the town to receive this award for the 32nd time. Thank you.
Yeah. I've been here through 19 of those.
Handing this to me.
Yes, sir.
I want to get a picture. Come on, Marcy. Marcy, you need
to. No, let's get a picture of Marcy. All right, please hold that. Yeah. Jake, stand up.
Distantly. Are we taking these down?
Could you take your mask? Yeah,
well,
half a second, as long as I don't get
it. She made this mask.
Thank you.
We got to get a picture of him. So, I've been here through 19 of those. Love seeing you here doing it.
That is a big deal. I will say that this is a function of staff. This is a function of Marcy and Eric and everyone that works in the finance division. And what's really nice, Marcy, is you do it with a smile on your face, you know, and it's it makes a difference. But thank you. This is something that the citizens really appreciate first when we do this. Yes, Ms. Landy.
I would also like to add that while you recognized us as the Finance Committee and council members and then your staff, we know the truth.
Yes.
The truth is y'all do by far the yeoman share of all the work and, you know, come to us when necessary for particular decisions. But that and the fact that you've done such an amazing job during this very trying time where we were dealing with a lot of cutbacks on funding. So thank you so much again, and we're just so proud of your efforts and your staff.
Thank you. Okay, the next item, if we can talk about the resolution for the Municipal Association Hometown Economic Development Grant and what that would mean.
Business license?
Business number.
No, that's not the next one. I'm sorry. I was just seeing if you were paying attention. We know you can account for all the money. We just wanted to see if you could follow the agenda. So that was good. You passed. Okay, number five, discussion and possible action regarding business license tax.
Yes, sir. So it was requested that we review how business license tax is handled for a new business. So new businesses are addressed in Section 4 of Town Code Chapter 110. So first, I wanted to show what an existing business license would look like for a business. So last year, by July 31st, 2019, they would have had to come in, they would look back, and they would determine what was their tax year, whether it's a calendar year or whether they have a different fiscal year. And based on what their gross receipts were, or their ability to make a profit is what it's calculated on. So based on using that basis, they would pay their business license. This year, Town Council did allow them till August 31st. So for this year, in July or August, they would pay, and for most, it's based on a calendar year. So they would look back at 2019 and look at what their gross receipts were, and that's the calculation. And then next year, it'll be back to July 31st. Now, for a new business, it's different because we don't have a basis right. On which to calculate it on. So we assumed a new business started August 1st. So that new business would look and say, how much do I estimate I'm going to make for the rest of the year till the license due? At that point, they would get a license and they would look back on how much they actually made and say it was for 10 months of business. They would extrapolate and for 12 months, and that's what it would be based on. From that point forward, they always would look back to their period. Otherwise, they don't have a basis for which to pay their business license.
Is there, well, I'm just going to ask Mr. Rambo for some comments on this.
Yeah, so I guess my concern is that essentially with the way we do it, you are paying a business, you're paying the same tax twice, essentially. Because, so if you start a business August 1st, you're paying what you estimate for that next year from August through June. But then the next July, you're paying your actual receipts from August through that December, but you've already been taxed on that revenue. So we're literally, it's literally a double tax. I mean, imagine like, it's almost like saying the first year you get income, you're going to pay twice the amount of income tax. I don't know. I just, that's my issue with it. And I didn't realize it. There was a constituent that reached out to me who had started a business and said, hey, this is really hard, especially on new businesses who are hard up for cash flow and, you know, to begin with. And then also, there's not necessarily a mechanism for, especially given the COVID crisis, somebody might have thought their first year's revenue would be a lot more than they ended up, than it ended up being. And then there's no method for going back and saying, hey, I actually paid way too much because I was trying to be honest with my estimation. And then also, I have a problem with just using a straight estimation and then there being no audit at the end. So it's almost like an honest person is going to pay a lot more than somebody who's like, well, I'm just going to say we're not going to produce much revenue. I don't know. I just have a lot of issues with the way it's calculated after digging into it.
So when a new business comes in, we do tell them to estimate conservatively. When the state first, the state is looking at business tax overall. And one of their first iterations, they were going to say that new businesses didn't have to pay. And it would have cost us over $800,000 if a new business doesn't pay anything. So what we have to do is we have to determine a basis. So what is in our Section 4, actually, even when the state, if they do come out with a new legislation, it's that same language for a new business, that you just don't have an idea. So we put you in a rate class based on your ability to make a profit, and so that's what your license is. So while it may be looking at the same period, an estimation period plus an actual period, it's not actually taxing those dollars. It's taxing the business really based on their ability to make a profit, or the profit that they make, that those gross receipts is how it's calculated. But without an estimation and then annualizing what you've made until you're up and running, we don't have a basis to do that calculation, and that's why both us, the model ordinance for the state, and what the state's looking at reform still looks at that same calculation.
Ms. Landy?
I actually am trying to determine, so what is it? So it says discussion and possible action. What is any action? Because I do have familiarity with this. My daughter started a business in Mount Pleasant, and thank goodness she was able to estimate, because she knew as a startup and her very first business, she probably wouldn't have a lot of receipts the first year, and then COVID hit and it was even worse than she thought. So if she'd estimated high, which some people would say it's being more honest, but if you're a startup business, you really don't know. So being conservative in your estimate is probably the smarter thing from a business plan viewpoint too. But anyway, the way we do it now seems very fair to me, because again, you're not paying twice on the same period. You're just estimating that first period, then that number becomes the real number, becomes your number for the second year. So I don't see any problem with that. What is it that is the action that we might take? It says possible action. That's why I'm asking.
So Mr. Rambo asked to put it on the agenda.
Oh.
And there is a thought that it's almost like a double tax. I think if I'm understanding this correctly, I'm not sure it's a double tax. It's payment ahead. So the first year estimate, you're paying. But then the next year comes around and you have some actuals and you're paying on that, and it appears double, but I don't know if it is actually paying double.
Can I just, in the example that I was giving that I had personal experience with, I will just say that instead of calling, I know it's a tax, but instead of referring it to a tax in this case, we're referring to a business license permit. You can't do business in the town of Mount Pleasant without having a permit. This is the tax that's imposed in order to do that. So it wouldn't make sense to me not to have it for the first year. If you're applying for a business permit, why would you pay zero? Which is what you were saying, that, you know, if you do that, the town loses $800,000 of revenue. But more to the point, I think people expect if they're going to start a business, they're going to pay something for that permit. So that's the first year. Then the second year, it's based on actual. I mean, it's just the second year. It's not double taxing.
Mr. Rambo, please.
Yeah, so I wasn't suggesting that it should be zero. I think there's just confusion about it. I mean, it's almost like if you just changed the language and said that and called that initial business license, you know, something else other than, I don't know. It appears that way to folks who are paying it, but I do think, as far as an action, and I don't know what it should be, and maybe we can, I'll just put this out there and then we can revisit it next month, but I think with the COVID situation that happened, there are certainly going to be folks who over anticipated what their revenue was going to be and paid too much essentially for their initial business license, and they should have some way to go back and show that they actually paid way too much for that first year and get a credit towards their future years or whatever. And I don't know if anybody else is interested in that, but I think there should be some way to for businesses to do that.
And we do audits. So we do so many audits each year. So we would do the current year and two prior years. And if we find that you have overpaid, we do refund you. And if we find that you've underpaid, we do, because it's a self-reported piece. And that's, yeah. Again, when a new business talks to us, we say, please go conservative. It is self-reported. But if there's, especially if there's someone egregiously impacted out there, they can come in and request an audit. And we would look over the items. And we go both ways. I mean, if they've overpaid based on what they're reporting to the IRS, or if they've underpaid, we do make those calculations and those adjustments.
Okay, and again, like I said, it was reported by a constituent, but they, according to that constituent, they were not given that option to audit what their first year was.
Usually we do it in a larger period, but if someone comes in, they said, please audit me, we will. We certainly will. It's not something we want everyone to rush in.
Did that person ask?
Yes, but, specifically.
Okay, we will certainly, if you'll let me know, we'll certainly take care of that.
Okay. All right, I guess that's it.
Okay, great. Anything else on that topic? Okay, let's move on to item six, Municipal Association Economic Development Grant Resolution.
Yes, sir. The Municipal Association of South Carolina provides for an economic development grant for which we'd like to apply for $25,000. If awarded, the grant will be used to create a business portal that will provide quick, easy access to information needed by our business community. The portal will include information such as maps and GIS data to support location decisions such as zoning, population, infrastructure. Information regarding the town's development codes and processes such as impact fees, business license taxes, the DRT process, and other development standards. It will also include access to an automated tracking system to better provide communication and feedback to businesses throughout the permitting process and a question and answer link. The grant submission requires that the town council support the application and the in-kind match of 15% at this level of grant award. The requested grant will fund professional services to supplement the town staffing in the creation of this portal. Generally, as well as tracking the system specifically.
That sounds good to me. I'm one person, but that sounds like a great thing, especially since, you know, it's just for additional services and anything to help the business community. I think something that we should be looking to do. Any comments on that, Ms. Landy?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we send this to council to do a resolution in support of the application and the in-kind match.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great. Item seven is a 2020 Port Security Grant Program to purchase a replacement quick response rescue boat for the fire department. Chief is here. We have communicated on this. It pretty much does what this agenda item says. It's a replacement for a rescue boat.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve in a second. All in favor, signify by saying, discussion?
Just want to bring up a discussion. You know, I sat through those meetings because there were other issues. These are from FEMA, right, Chief? Ultimately from FEMA. And all the municipalities sit in on this. You have all the police and fire from North Charleston, Charleston County, state, federal. They come in and they list what you're asking for up on the board, and it's judged by everybody that's ranked. And then at the end of the day, that goes over to the captain of the Port of Coast Guard. He puts them in order as well, and then it goes off to FEMA. So it was great that we were able to get this. I guess everybody really saw the need. Chief, everybody did a good job with this, getting that information in there, because I'm telling you, there are a host of people wanting things, everything in the world, and all of them are you know, much needed here, security, you know, things and other things that go on. So we're really pleased to see that they recognized that our fire department needed this boat. And Chief, you know, Tom, I don't know if you want him to really say anything, but this is not just a boat.
Right.
Can we have him just come up and say?
I don't know. I'm looking at my watch. We'll see. You've got about 2 minutes.
Yeah,
so
2 minutes.
Go fast. I made a promise before we started this meeting.
Yeah. Just tell him the benefits of the boat, Chief, and what it can be used for.
Yes, sir. So the number one priority is protection of the port. That's a $63 billion industry, and our Wanda Welch terminal handles 78% of all container shipments in South Carolina. So a lot of money, 220,000 containers a month. So this boat has all kind of detection equipment, not only for the port, but just patrolling the harbor that allows us to detect radiation, chemicals, all types of things that for overall security. And that equipment can also come off and be used at events like the bridge run. We just walk up and down with these monitors just to see if we detect anything, so we can use them in the town for larger events as well. So, and it's a smaller boat with a 12-inch draft. It also helps us get up in the creeks. Our fireboat can't get up in there for kayakers and things. So it's multifunctional. Security is number one, but we can also use it for rescue and recovery and things of that nature.
That's great. Yes, Ms. Lanning.
Just, I know it's in our overhead here, but can you tell us, just so people know for the record, what radioisotope detection will allow us to do?
Right, so looking really for things like dirty bombs, this meter actually helps us zone in on what type of radiation it is. You know, there's multiple types, multiple different elements, so they even found the smoke detector. So if the port catches something, we can help them assist, kind of drill down on what the actual chemical it is. Or if it's something when we're patrolling the harbor, we can get with Coast Guard and say, hey, we're picking up something here in this vicinity. Can we check a few of these boats and make sure there's not something nefarious going on? We even had a false call in 2017 of a reported dirty bomb at the port, which was somebody called in, but the potential is definitely there. That our terminal handles the majority of the hazardous materials in Mount Pleasant. So it's definitely something that there's some potential there, and we want to get ahead of it and have this detection capability on this vessel.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. And thank you, Mr. Santos, for having him come up. I feel smarter now and safer.
Well, I just didn't want people to think he just got a boat. This is much more than a boat.
It's not a fishing boat. Yeah. I feel great. Thank you very much for that. We do have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next item is adjournment, and please notice that it's 11:44.
Yay. Very impressive.
Good job.